Basically, it's a Filipino fishing community. In the middle is a family fishing, but with its catch came along our abundant fruits and fish and vegetables. And together with that, we have, they're accompanied by musicians. And since we are, this is our chance to feature our culture, we tried to present our musical instruments.
It's an interesting mix because in the center we have the traditional Vatican creche, which is a life-sized grotto. And on the left-hand side we have very different image. The figurines are made of wood. Am I right?
They're basically not really wood, but more on indigenous materials like our banig. It's from a palm tree, and most of it, the faces are made of cement.
Of cement?
Yes, but the instruments are actual instruments.
So each face is beautifully painted. They all have unique expressions on their faces. They're dressed in traditional dress as well, if I'm not mistaken. They're actually larger than life. Right? Is this the kind of work you normally do as an artist in the Philippines?
Yes, back home I do public parks and monuments, but they're made in concrete.
Tell me how this invitation came about.
I was blessed to be a good friend of the daughter of the ambassador here in the Holy See, and it was all her idea.
And was the Vatican happy to make this extraordinary addition?
I really hope so, because I really did my very best.
I was hearing that most of the work was done back in the Philippines and then it was shipped over. Can you tell me a little bit about how you started, how long it's taken you to create this?
Well, it took me several months to finish it back in the Philippines, and it took another several months for the shipping, and it came here early December. That's why I have to fly in and install it myself.
Are you happy with how things are proceeding?
The very fact that the Filipinos are able to present our beautiful culture and our simplicity, that would really make me happy, especially that I'm the one who's representing our country.
I see here working on the site, there are Italian workmen, but I've also seen quite a few Filipino faces. You working together, how is it going?
We're doing a lot of sign symbols, right. But we're able to do things well.
And what is going to happen to the creche once it comes down? Are the figurines going to stay here or are they going back home?
I think the ambassador they're trying to encourage the Vatican to get them as part of their collection.
So it's actually a gift?
We wanted that, if they would take it.
Tell me, is it a strong tradition in the Philippines to have a Christmas nativity scene?
It's everywhere in the Philippines, because we are really a big Christian country.
Catholic country?
Catholic country, everywhere. So it's everywhere.
Would you say that in the homes of the Filipino family there's more a nativity scene or a Christmas tree or both?
There's always something there in every Filipino home.
Will you be here for Christmas when the Holy Father unveils the crib?
Yes. I'm lucky to be here. Blessed.
Tell me also about the creche again. Parts of it are painted and some of them are the natural color of the material. What kind of paints do you use?
These are acrylic paints and some brown paints, but we really intended it to be brown in colors to show our Filipino color.
And why the choice of the fishermen?
That's a very good question, because I think because we as Filipinos, we are in an island with 7,000 islands, and we would like to really feature our countryside. And being fishers of men, that's the point of this creche.
It's very beautiful. Is there any message, Happy Christmas, that you would like to say to our listeners?
Well, for all this work, basically, we would just like to invite you to look at how we Filipinos celebrate Christmas. It's all with all our simplicity and with all our abundance in nature.